Hello, Pastor Deborah again, and welcome to another wonderful part of the great spiritual teaching series that we have been working on, called the King and Kingdom Series, our leadership development. We have been working through some words, ideas, and new thoughts that I, Pastor Deborah, had to learn for myself. I had to talk to myself. I wrote down what God had led me to say to myself. And when the time was right, and I was asked who I was and what did I do, I was able to say to them what I had learned about myself as a king from a kingdom called heaven. I told that story once to a pastor. He asked me what church I went to. I said, I didn't. I went wherever God told me to go. He says, no. You have to be registered in a church, in a religion, like we register our cars. I said, excuse me. I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. There is no membership. And there is only one registration. And that was belief in God and what he had done for us on a cross and what his son had done to show us who we really were, a king spiritually. He got all flustered and confused and walked off. But I knew my answer was right because I had learned who I was, and I was able to speak in love and confidently that I was a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, my father's kingdom. And I was a king, and I didn't have to have any registration here on earth, like a car. I wasn't in religion, and I wasn't a member of any church. I went to any church outside, inside, in homeless shelters, in LGBTQ churches, wherever God said I could go to be with people and hear his word, I went. Sometimes he directed me just to go to a church to hear the guest speaker because he wanted me to hear a testimony. Sometimes I was told I could go to a church, but I couldn't speak to anybody, couldn't participate, couldn't do any ministry. Other times he wanted me to hear a song or see some things in the spirit, or meet somebody. I was open to God leading me and directing me. So here in this part, number 9 of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development class that we have been working on, called The Return of the King, that's us, and now comes the days of the kingdom. We're going to talk about some further self-talk that I had to learn how to speak to myself first. But first, let's open up with prayer. Dear God of the kingdom of heaven, the God of creation, the great I am, we thank you for teaching us, never leaving us, having an everlasting covenant with us, making a way for us to come home, back to you. And thank you, for even though you got angry with us, for our flesh was all that we were nothing but creatures of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Our whole nature changed. Your light, your kingdom, left us, and we spiritually fell into great darkness. We had a new father, Satan, the spiritual adversary of you, and we became his kids. We were nothing but dead spiritually to you. But thank you for making a way, building a bridge, reaching down into the darkness for us to come and help us. And now we give you thanks and praise for never, ever quitting on us, making us new, and bringing us home to your kingdom, for we are kings spiritually in our spirit. Thank you. Amen. As I said, I had to learn new thoughts, a new way of thinking. I had to throw out the old ideas of being a church member, a religious person, registered in a denomination. I had to think a whole new way, and God put me with a teacher, Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries. He was a wonderful teacher. He had grown up in the Bahamas, and in his childhood and most of his life, it was a commonwealth of the British Kingdom, England. So he knew about kingdoms and kings, and God used his childhood and his life to teach about the kingdom of heaven, that we are ignorant kings. He has a lot of wonderful teaching videos, both on my website of www.agapeloveishere.org, on this YouTube channel, The Hidden Kingdoms. And he's out there. His son and daughter are now running the church and the ministry. He and his wife were killed in an airplane crash many years ago. But he helped me. I read all of his books, watched all of his videos, wrote down his words, and I learned I, too, had been an ignorant king. And he had to teach me about kingdoms and kings and what we were to do and about prayer and fasting. I learned and I studied under Dr. Miles Monroe, my master teacher from the kingdom of heaven, to help me understand myself. And in that process, I had to look up a lot of scriptures, and I used the Authorized King James Bible. It is the most accurately translated out of Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. There's no commentaries, so you have to have the Holy Spirit, your spiritual teacher, to interpret. I did use Strong's Concordance to look up the Greek and Hebrew words, and the Webster's Dictionary. That was all I had. And, of course, God helping me. He would use nature, experiences. He would use animals. He would use a rose. He would use cartoons, fairy tales, songs. He would use whatever I needed to help teach me, so I could see what I had not seen, and I would know what I had not known, and I would no longer be an ignorant king, but one who was well-educated, trained, and ready to do his work on earth for him as the everlasting covenant had always hoped I would be. So I had to learn a lot about myself. Once I learned I was a king, then I had to learn what I was to do on the planet, how I was to help humanity and nature. And God took me to the scriptures of Isaiah 61 and 62. And that's what we've sort of been working through. But I also had to learn about my dominion and authority that was given to me in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. And I have been working through those also here in this series. But right now we're going to pick up, and I will, in part number 9 of The Return of the King. So you can learn more about yourself, just as I had to, so you can help God with his purposes and ministries on the earth, with humanity and nature, and you can become all that you were originally created to be, a king from the kingdom of heaven, on earth, representing its culture, its justice, its laws, its mercy, the very heart of the King of Kingdom of Heaven himself, God. So let's begin. This is going to be number 17 on my list of things I had to learn how to talk to myself about, and what I had to learn who I was and what I was to do. As a spiritual king from the kingdom of heaven, I was to spiritually open spiritually blinded eyes. And I was to spiritually bring the spiritual life source, agape love of God, to these precious humans who were also ignorant kings. And they had been living in the kingdom of darkness, ignorance, with their father, Satan, the adversary of God. I was to help them drink of this agape love, sort of like a mama nursing a child at her breast. The agape love of God from the kingdom of heaven is the anchor of our soul and our spirit. We're anchored and founded in love, with love and through love. It must be the paramount anchor of our lives. I had to learn that most of humanity were dead and thirsty spiritual people, and they needed God's milk of His word first, agape love. Then they needed His water to be cleansed and to drink, and then they needed baby food, and eventually toddler food, and eventually the meat of the word. They had a lot of eating and feeding to be done. Then I was to spiritually free these spiritual prisoners who were in Satan's kingdom from their spiritual ignorance, their unbelief, their darkness, to the spiritual truth of who they were, who God intended them to be. That's called truth, light, from the kingdom of heaven. I was to teach them like I was taught, that they are kings. Many of them who were deep into spiritual witchcraft, spiritual bloodlines, they already knew about kings and bloodlines and kingdoms, and they lived in that here on earth. Ran into a lot of them and still do. Then I was to also spiritually help them to free them from the spiritual power of Satan, the spiritual adversary of God, to the power and the love of God. Satan controlled by ignorance, fear, torment, multiplicity, terror, drugs, ignorance. I had to study a lot, and I learned. I had to learn what the power of God was. I had to learn how to help people be healed, delivered of dark spiritual stuff. Maybe of having multiple personalities, going into trances, having different kinds of minds and hearts, being full spiritually of demonic and evil things, having words of curses spoken over them, creatures living in them, living through their tattoos, living silently from prison cells, living in trances, asleep most of the time, learning I had to do to help them become who they were intended to be, like I was, a king from the kingdom of heaven. I was to spiritually forgive them, apply the love of God to their lives as a priest. I was to loose them from sin, loose them from the demonics, and loose them from bondage. I was to help humanity become free through forgiveness and mercy from the heart of God Himself, so that they may and that they could receive the very everlasting covenant, His inheritance to them, of, in, and from the kingdom of God Himself. I was to spiritually heal them, become a priest unto them, a mama, to help them nurse, even from my own spiritual breast, the agape love. Sometimes I am a mama to you. Sometimes I am a partner, a companion, a teacher. Sometimes I am whatever I need to be, so that God can help you to heal from the darkness. Most of them had to be spiritually made whole. They had broken spiritual hearts and minds, both of the soul and of the spirit. I had to learn we were three parts. We had a physical body called humus. We had a soul with its subconsciousness, one that was deep and one that was working through the five senses. Then we had a spirit. I had to learn we were three in one. I had a lot to learn. But learn I did. And then I would be able to teach and pray to help you find your way home. I knew the light was left on in the kingdom of heaven, and I was sent out to find you, out into the lands of darkness and territory, wherever you were. Most of you lived in trances and ignorance and darkness, and were even afraid of my voice that came to you in the darkness. I became just a voice to many of you, sometimes just a hand, but come to you I did. I would talk to you on the phone, talk to you in the spirit, talk to you through animals, talk to you through people. I was a unique individual, but I was trained to find you and help you. And I want to end right here so we don't get too far and too deep. So you be encouraged. I am sent, and there are others. I'm not the only one. We're here to find you, love you, bring God's word to you, bring healing, bring light, to open the prison doors to you and help you out into the sunlight so that you can learn about yourself like I did. So you be encouraged. You're not alone out there. There's many of us. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.